Good morning. Let us pray. This is the day you have made, Lord, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the way you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your love and kindness and your tender mercies that you so abundantly shower upon us. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you this morning a message on living the content life. Paul, the apostle, stated in 1 Timothy 6 that godliness with contentment is great gain. He said, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." The Message Bible puts it this way: A devout life does bring wealth, but it's the rich simplicity of being yourself before God. That's the kind of wealth the scripture is talking about. It states that since we entered the world penniless, and we will leave it penniless, if we have bread on the table and shoes on our feet, that's enough. So talking to you about living the content life. To be content, meaning to be satisfied. It does not mean that you sit and don't be concerned about what you should do and what you should have. But what it does say, and what it does mean, is that you must have a spirit of thankfulness. In order to live that contented life, you can search the scriptures and see the richness of a content life. When Paul was in prison, he expressed his generosity to the Philippian Christians. And he did this with a thankful heart. But he shared an important principle with them at the same time. He said, "Not that I speak in regard to need." And this is from Philippians 4. He said, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abase, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." A very important principle, the principle of living a content life. Paul was thankful for the support he was receiving while he was in prison. He was thankful that they were mindful to think about him. And he made the decision to live a content life. As a matter of fact, he said, "I learned in whatever state I am." So you get the idea that this was not just a position he took for a period of time. It was not a passing situation. The content life means that being content in whatever state you're in, you will be content. So Paul said, "I have learned." It was something that he had to come to terms with and be deliberate and be determined to live. In other words, he developed a contented lifestyle. It changed the way he lived. So whether he was a base and he lived in a low estate, after all, he was in prison. We might be in certain situation where we are abased. We might be without a job today. Or it might mean for you and I the washing machine broke down. Or the car brakes went out. You ever been a base? Things didn't go right. You're in a humble situation. You didn't get that promotion that you were working so hard to get. It went to somebody else who you thought didn't know as much as you did. Oh, you had to humble yourself. You're in a low position. You're in a low state of mind. But you have to learn this lifestyle of contentment. Yes, it's easy when you're bound. You kind of feel that jumping feeling. Oh, yes, you got that salary increase and now you could get all those things that you thought you never could get. You know, those shoes that you wanted that was on sale. Oh, yes, you could abound in that. And you know that pain that you had in your side when God healed you. Yes, we can abound in that. But whatever state, it could be a bound, it could be a base. And one of the things he also stated is that you have to be everywhere and in all things. Now that is so difficult for most of us, especially for those who travel in the traffic going down the 14, when you get stuck in the traffic, could you be content? Or would you give in to road rage? Is your contentment limited to only the time when you're on the Caribbean cruise? Or could your contentment be when you cannot make it to your appointment on time? Everywhere and in all things. A lifestyle that has to be learned, that has to have a process. And he also states that we have to learn both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Two different states, but the same requirement in your lifestyle, contentment. You might have read the story in the book of Luke when John the Baptist was baptizing the people as they came, and he baptized them for repentance. They had some questions to John. And the tax collector asked Brother John, What shall we do? What shall we do after we go here? What kind of lifestyle we are supposed to live? And John told that tax collector, collect no more than what is appointed to you. In other words, be satisfied. Don't go after more things. Live that content life. And then the soldiers came to him and says, what shall we do? How do we live this lifestyle? How do we learn to live this lifestyle? And he looked at the soldier and he said, do not intimidate anyone because they are in a position of power. And you know, if you're in a position of power, being a soldier or a police or whatever, you could intimidate people. He says, don't intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages. Right there, contentment, a lifestyle that has to be learned, but the principle is the principle that we see Paul shared when he said, godliness with contentment is great gain. I read in one of my devotions recently about a story about a blogger who wrote about a decision that she made to accept a contentment challenge. And what she said, for 3 months she decided to give up shopping for clothes, accessories, household decor, and miscellaneous stuff. you know, all the stuff that we can't do without. She did this in order to focus her heart and mind on contentment. First, she thought she was crazy to do it, and then she went back and forth, maybe I should, maybe I should not, yes, no. But then she came to the realization, the determination, and she said, I need to do this because the Lord is calling me to this. And because I want to solidify the lessons of truth I've learned, I am seeking a life of true contentment and will not settle for anything less. It takes determination to learn to develop and live this lifestyle of contentment. The word contentment focuses on your mind, on godliness, and not on the external situation. So you're not up and down, you're not back and forth, you are going spiritually. In other words, you're talking about spiritual discipline being developed in your life. Things might be going differently around you, but it should not change your contentment and your relationship with the Lord. There's a song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look firm in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You move away from your concentration and your concern about the world and the things of the world to spiritual development and a learned lifestyle of contentment. As Paul said in 1 Timothy 6:6, godliness with contentment is great gain. What do I gain, you may ask? What's this great gain? You gain a closer, deeper relationship with God. It is a clear mind and a centered mind upon the things of God that a contented lifestyle brings to you. So my question to you this morning, as we enter this Thanksgiving season, are you ready to take the contentment challenge? Are you ready to give up a few things and have a spirit of thankfulness? Are you determined to be thankful and learn to live the contented life? When we are contented, we give thanks and rejoice. This song sums it up. It says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks for he has given us Jesus Christ, his Son. You want to know the Son? Because then your heart can sing out, let the weak say I am strong, and let the poor say I am rich, and let the bound say I am free. Let the sick say I am healed. Don't matter what state, whatever state, you live the contented life. And I just want to leave the scripture with you. Jesus said in Matthew 6, as questions were asked to about this life, he says not to worry about what you eat, what you drink, or what you wear. But he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things would be added unto you. Turn away from trying to add these things and be determined in your heart to live the contented life. Give him the praise and give him the glory. Give thanks with a grateful heart.